We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good Wednesday to you, Brevard County. This is Bob Arthurs, and we want to thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio broadcast. I don't know about you, but I am looking forward to what God is going to do in 2015. We are excited about all of the possibilities. I want to thank God that I'm not going to be the same at the end of the year as I was at the beginning of the year. And so I hope that as we have been doing this study now on God's leading and His direction, guiding us, that it is being beneficial to you. We're going to be in the 78th Psalm today, the 78th Psalm. And as you are preparing for that, I want to remind you about our vintage service today at 11 o'clock. I will be speaking in that and back into the swing of things. Also, we want to invite you out to our kids ministry. We have boys and girls ministries that take place Wednesday night, 6:30. In fact, we even serve dinner from 6 o'clock until 6:30. The class runs from 6:30 to 7:45. And so after that, there's a, you still have time to get them home, get them to bed, and get a good night's sleep before they have to go to school the next day. We also have a ladies' Bible study that meets at the same time, 6:30 to 7:45 on Wednesday night. So if any of that will be a blessing to you, come and be a part of that. We do want to thank Wyrick Air Heat and Electrical, Dennis and Carla, for their support and helping the Refresh radio broadcast to continue on the air. If you have any air conditioning or electrical needs in your life, give them a call, and they will help resolve those issues as quickly as possible. So we're going to be in the 78th Psalm today, Psalm 78. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 40. And it says, "How often they provoked him in the wilderness and grieved him in the desert, yet, yes, again and again they tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember his power, the day when he redeemed them from the enemy, when he worked his signs in Egypt and his wonders in the field of Zoan, turned their rivers into blood and their streams that they could not drink. He sent swarms of flies among them, which devoured them, and frogs, which destroyed them. He also gave their crops to the caterpillar and their labor to the locust. He destroyed their vines with hail and their sycamore trees with frost. He also gave up their cattle to the hail and their flocks to the fiery lightning. He cast on them the fierceness of his anger, wrath, indignation, and trouble. By sending angels of destruction among them, he made a path for his anger. He did not spare their soul from death, but gave their life over to the plague and destroyed all the firstborn of Egypt, firstborn in Egypt, the first of their strength in the tents of Ham. But he made his own people go forth like sheep and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. He led them on safely so that they did not fear, but the sea overwhelmed their enemies. He has brought them to his holy border, this mountain which his right hand had acquired. He also drove out the nations before them, allotted an inheritance by survey, and made the tribes of Israel dwell in their tents." So, I was in this passage just a few weeks ago in my devotions, and was there was something about this passage. I'm going to share with you on God's direction in our life. Listen, you and I, one of the things that I am becoming more and more convinced of is we cannot afford not to be led by the Lord. Our emotions will betray us. our intellect can betray us. Our background, our body can betray us. I don't know if any of you out there are like I am, and in your mind, you're still an 18-year-old, and yet when you try and do some of those things that you did when you were 18, like play basketball or something like that, all of a sudden your body says, no, you're not 18 anymore. I know that you used to be able to jump up and you know, do a 360 bank shot, but you're not going to be able to do that anymore right now. So I don't know if your body betrays you. You think that you can accomplish something in your mind, and yet your body says, no, you're not going to be able to do that. But mine does. So I'm reading this passage, and there was a wow moment. I don't know if you, when you read your Bible, there's ever something that God just quickens to you, and it just pops off of the page. It's been there all along, and yet it's the first time that you are perceiving it. But listen to what it says here in Psalm 40 or 78, 40 and 41. How often they provoked him in the wilderness and grieved him in the desert, yet again and again they tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. So before I get into the leadership part, did you hear that? It says, yet again and again they tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. We have an unlimited, omnipotent, omniscient God, and yet here in this passage it says that because the people of God did not respond to God's direction and guidance, because they provoked him, they grieved him, they tempted him, that what the result was they limited God in their life. They put a perspective, or they put a boundary on God and said, thus far and no further. And folks, I want you to know that I have the opposite mindset. I don't want to limit God. I want to take any shackles, any boundaries off God. I want to believe that God can fill up the expanse. I don't want to limit him when it comes to praying for healing. I don't want to limit him when praying for someone's salvation. I don't want to limit him when it comes to how much he can utilize Merit Assembly of God to impact this community and around the globe. I don't want to limit him when it comes to finances. I don't want to limit him when it comes to my relationship. I want my marriage to be the best it can be. I want my role as a father to be the best it can be. And the way that all of that takes place is when we do not limit God. We do not limit God. And so I'll just be honest with you. Sometimes the popular, the populist way of looking at a situation is not always the way that I choose to look at it. I want to look at it from the Word of God. And there was a situation several weeks ago where there was a minister who was just getting hammered from a public relations standpoint. Now, you know, I'm not here to judge that man or not, because I do not have jurisdiction over him. I do not know him. We're not a part of the same denomination or fellowship. I appreciate him. I appreciate what God does for him. So I'm not judging him. If I do not have jurisdiction over a person's life, I'm not going to position myself as a judge in that situation. So I'm not judging what he said, what he was believing God for, anything like that. But you know, everybody was hammering away at this man, and my position was different, and that was this: can I believe God to provide something for me that goes beyond, above and beyond? I believe I serve an extraordinary and an exceptional God who is supernatural and is able to provide everything above and beyond the things that I can ask or think or imagine. So he provides exceedingly abundantly. Now, I tell you what, you start believing for exceedingly abundantly, and you are going to get some people who are upset with you because they are content with believing God for less than exceeding abundantly. They're not going to believe God for things that are above and beyond what they can ask or think or imagine. And so I'll just go back, 22 and a half years when I first came to Merit Assembly of God, and we didn't have any money, not even a dime. We didn't have any money in the bank account. We had horrendous work projects that needed to be done. We didn't have much in the way of people, but I tell you what we did have. We had faith in God. We had faith in God. And we just continued to listen for God's voice, and whatever God said to do, that's what we proceeded to go out and do. So I don't want to spend the whole thing on this today, but I will tell you that if you and I place limits on God, that's not just an Old Testament concept. That is a New Testament concept as well. It says in the New Testament that Jesus in one particular location could not do anything except for heal a few sick folk because of their lack of faith. Their lack of faith was what limited the omnipotence of God from moving in a sovereign manner. Now, you bring that into 2015, and I tell you what happens. If you have a few sick folk that get healed in a Sunday morning service, you're going to think that you had revival that broke out. But, and I mean, if you're one of those sick people that gets healed, you're going to say, thank you, Jesus, praise God. But I want you to know that God is exceeding abundantly above just healing a few. He is able to heal of every sickness and every disease. He is able to provide relationships. He is able to provide. And so can on this Wednesday, can we just take the limits off of God? Say, God, be God in this situation. Be God in this situation. I've got something massive that I'm believing God for. And, it doesn't, there's not a lot of natural facts, underlying facts, that would cause that to appear to be something that is in the realm of reality. But I serve a God who operates not just in the natural realm, but he operates in the supernatural realm. And so whatever you are believing God for, I want to just pray for you right now and ask God to help you believe him beyond limits, that you will grant him limitless authority in your body, in your soul, in your health, in your mind, in your finances, and in your relationships. I tell you, what I have found is that God's provision is better than what I could provide for myself. So let me just pray for you before we get into the rest of this leadership mindset here. Father, I just pray for every person that's listening right now in the name of Jesus. God, I know that we live in a world that wants to keep people suppressed. It wants to keep people pushed down. That disappointments and failures and depression will cause us to be confined. And, if somebody just happens to grow a little bit and have a little bit more freedom, we think that that's just extraordinary. But God, I pray today that the church in Brevard County would take the limits off of you. And Lord, that we would let you be God, that we would let you be God over our sin, that we would let you be God over our daily activities. We would let you be God over our mind, our health. Lord, we want you to be God over our relationships and our finances. God, be God over our church. God, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for unprecedented growth at Merit Assembly of God. I want to thank you for unprecedented numbers of laborers going into the harvest field. God, I want to thank you for unprecedented mission support and community impact. God, today we take down the barriers and the boundaries, the things that would try and hem you in, and we ask that you would be God in every area of our life. Lord, from the northern part of the county to the southernmost extremes of this radio broadcast, God, be Lord, be limitless, Be the omnipotent, omnipresent God. Be Jehovah Jireh and manifest that like we have never seen it before. Be the healer like we have never seen before. Be Savior in this county like we've never seen you before. God, we thank you that you are beyond limits. Hallelujah. So praise the Lord. Let me drop you down to verse number 52 now, as we get on with the second half of the broadcast. And then in the preceding verses leading up to 52, it talks about all of the things that God did to the Egyptians and how he treated them. But in verse number 52, there is a word that says, but. And that means that there's a transition. The way that he deals with his own people is not the same way that he deals with people who are stubbornly refusing to come into agreement with his plan, his will, and his purpose. And so, but it says, but he made his own people go forth like sheep and guided them in the wilderness like a flock, and he led them on safely so that they did not fear. But the sea overwhelmed their enemies, and he brought them to his holy border. So here it talks about the leadership of God. Father's Day is not too far down the road. And I tell all, every Father's Day, I say, the standard for fathers is a very high standard. We get measured by God the Father. And how great a comparison is that? And so, the ladies, they talk about that they get measured up against the Proverbs 31 woman. Well, we get measured up against the Heavenly Father. And what happens many times is because human fathers have frailty, shortcomings, and weaknesses, people tend to ascribe those same mindsets to God the Heavenly Father. There are some people who really struggle with the concept that God is a loving Heavenly Father, because they either did not have a father that was present in their life, or he was a horrible role model, or did not have much involvement with them. And so God tends to get a bad rap. I want you to know that that equation is flipped around. God is the role model, and whether any of us men ever measure up to that or not is really the way that it is. God does not reflect a poor father. Poor fathers do a poor job of reflecting a holy God. And so God says, he made his own people go forth like sheep and guided them in the wilderness like a flock, because there were so many errors made by fathers. A lot of times we don't trust God to be our leader. Either, some people have overbearing parents. Some people, in schools, they call them helicopter parents, where the parents are just hovering over everything that is going on. Into college, they just hover over everything. And the kids never get an opportunity to grow up. And that's why now in society, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22-year-old kids are referred to as kids. You know what they were referred to when I grew up? Adults. When you hit 18, you are an adult. But if there has been somebody that's just hovering over everything and not allowing you to grow and learn and develop your skills as a mature adult, then even though you're in an adult body, you still behave like kids. I read an article several weeks ago that said people get stuck emotionally at whatever age they were traumatized at. And so you can see 40, 50, 60, 70-year-old people, and they're still behaving like a hormone-driven teenager because they got stuck emotionally at the same thing. God doesn't intend to lead you like an overbearing parent. He doesn't intend to lead you like a disconnected parent. He leads you like a loving shepherd. Shepherds were very intimately involved with their sheep. There was daily interaction with those sheep. He tended to their physical needs. He did not drive them like a cattleman, but he led them. And it said that is exactly the way that God led the people through the wilderness into an area that they did not go. And it has an interesting thing. it says, and he led them on safely so that they did not fear. He led them on safely so they did not fear. Here's the thing. With God as your leader, with you walking behind him, with you listening to his voice and saying, you know what? I'm not going to follow another voice. I'm going to follow the voice of the Lord. We are living in a day and time where we've got mega churches all over the place, but we don't have people who know what the Word of God is. I want to encourage you, dive into the Word of God. Get into it. Chew on it. Develop a love for the meat of the Word, not just the milk of the Word. By now, we ought to be mature and leading others into the faith, and instead, we tend to get stuck in a very immature relationship. I want to encourage you to fall in love with the Word of God so that you will recognize the voice of God. Listen, I trust the Word of God over my emotions. I trust the Word of God instead of my circumstances. I trust the Word of God instead of what is popular in current society. I trust God's Word because He has led me on safely for all of these years. And when you and I, when you are in the company of God, who is He is more powerful than any weapon that the enemy will come your way, you can rest assured that while you are in the presence of Jesus, everything is going to be okay. When the disciples were commanded to cross the sea, and Jesus was asleep in the boat, they thought that they were going to die because the wind was howling so bad, the waves were so much, the boat was rocking, and here these professional men, they said, you know, we know what happens in these circumstances. Boats overturn, fishermen and sailors die in the midst of the sea because they get caught in these type of circumstances. But what they didn't realize was that they were in the midst of the sea at command of Jesus, and he was there in the boat with them, and he wasn't panicking because he knew that he was going to get them over to the other side. When God tells you to do something and go from point A to point B, rest assured of this, you are going to arrive at that destination. He led them on safely. The most safe and secure place that you will ever find yourself is right in the center of God's will. When you know that you are there, you are going to be led on safely. The power of fear and intimidation is going to be broken in your life. It says he led them on safely so that they did not fear. I like to share practical stories and illustrations, and that was one time, and it was right here in Brevard County. I had a job. It was a retail job, and the person that I worked for had a supervisor, a general manager, who was quite intimidating. He loved for people to be intimidated by him, and so every time he would come into the area and stop by, the guy that I worked for, he would become all nervous and anxious, and then, you know, I started to have that same mindset and attitude, and he was coming by one day, and you know, I was starting to have those little mental games. Anybody ever play those mental games where you start, well, what does this happen? What if this happens? What if this happens? And all that. And so I was back in the back, and I was praying, and God said, can I ask you a question? And I said, sure. And God said, how much money do you make? And I told him, and it was just slightly above minimum wage. It wasn't much above minimum wage, just slightly above. And I had a family of four at the time. And so God said, well, if this man comes in and fires you and I'm the Lord of your life, do you believe that I am going to be able to provide you a job that pays that much an hour? And I said, yes, yes, I do. And I want you to know that because of that word of direction and leadership, that the power of fear was broken. Listen, I didn't approach my job any differently from a mode of excellence. I continued to do the very best that I could, but that person's ability to intimidate me by fear was broken. If you are in a situation and people are using fear to motivate you, I want to encourage you to allow God to lead you, to allow God to speak to you and give you a voice or give you a word that is going to bring peace and safety to your spirit, and that he is going to compel you, he's going to cause you to understand that he is going to lead you safely. Even if you don't know, if you're in a place where you've never been there before, when God brought us to Brevard County, we did not know a soul here in this community. That was 25 years ago. But I want you to know God is the author and the finisher of your faith. He launches you on your journey, and he's going to get you safely there. Let me take you back as the clock is ticking here. But the sea overwhelmed their enemies, and he brought them, the people of God, to his holy border, this mountain which his right hand had acquired. God is going to bring you all the way to the destination that he has appointed for you. He's going to lead you personally. He's going to lead you gently. He's going to lead you safely. He's going to deliver you from fear, and he is going to cause you to come all the way to the holy border that he has destined for you. You know, I'll close with this. I'll try and get this story in. Lot, when Sodom and Gomorrah was going to be destroyed, there was a command. It says, you've got to hurry up and get to this place because I can't do anything until you arrive at that particular city. And all of a sudden, when they got to the city, his wife looked back, and when she looked back, that was when everything was starting to rain down on Sodom and Gomorrah, and destruction was everywhere. And Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt. She made it all the way to the threshold of the city of deliverance, and she failed to enter in. She got all the way to the border, but never entered because she looked back. Can I encourage you today? Don't look back. Instead, allow God to lead you and let him bring you into the place that he's promised. You will not regret it. Father, I just want to thank you today. God, may we take the limits off of you. May we trust you in your leadership. God, I pray that you would lead every person today in safety. I pray that they would know your voice and your direction can be trusted. And God, I pray that fear would be banished from their life. And Lord, that you would bring them, not only bring them out, but you would bring them in to the place you have called and appointed for them. We will see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh Radio broadcast. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."